Part two of Ma'avedat Bat Melech. We're talking about the Sheni L'Malchus. The Sheni L'Malchus is sent out by the king to find the Bat Melech. And we talked about that the Bat Melech is the Shechina, the Hakim Shechinta Me'afra. It's part of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the Tachtonim that's lost. And we can't find God's existence in the world. And it's that for the Sheni L'Malchus, which is man who goes out to go and find the Bat Melech. Machmat Shira Shamelech Mitztarim Ma'od. And the reason why man went out to find the Shechina is because the Melech is Mitztarim Ma'od. And I think that this is connected to the Tzar HaShechina. That man feels the Tzar HaShechina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his existence, his Malchus isn't brought out into this world. And it's up to man to bring that Malchus in this world. The Melech can't go out to find the Bat Melech. The minute that the Melech steps out of the palace, the Bat Melech ceases to exist, the Shechina ceases to exist, because the Melech is too strong. And therefore, it's Dafka the Sheni, the Malchus. It's man that's going to have to go out, feel the Tzara Shechina, that where is godliness in this world, and he has to reveal the godliness in the Tachtonim. And he asked for three things on his journey in order to be able to get the Bat Melech and to find the Bat Melech. These three things are the necessities of life that he needs in order to accomplish his mission. The Misharis, the Sus, and the Mos Alatzos. This idea of many Mefarshim explain is the Sus is a goof bari. A person needs a healthy body in order to accomplish his mission in this world. It's not the main thing in life, and a person shouldn't make it that the main thing in life, but it's definitely important in order to be able to fulfill our mission, a goof bari. Now this, in terms of Rabbi Nachman's life himself, he did not really focus on the goof bari part. He tormented his goof, but we could ask that kasha, or we don't have to ask that kasha in Rabbi Nachman. As Rabbi Nachman say, add another kasha unto me. We have no idea with Rabbi Nachman himself, but here, if we understand the Sipur Maisos like this, you need a gufbari, a misharis, yidnu lo misharis. He needs somebody in this world who has a seichel, who has a nefesh bari, a nefesh bria, and a seichel bria, a person who's psychologically okay, who's in a good mood, who's in a good place. And most, Alatos, and also he has to have financial stability. Now, these are basically the Arba Yesodos of Pilsner. Now, shout out to Rav Gerzi, that in order to fulfill our mission in this world, we have to have prerequisites in order to make it, to go on that search. You have financial stability, a guf chazak, a healthy body, a good seichel, and a good nefesh. We're not talking about a godly nefesh, but a nefesh bria, a psychologically sound ayin, the Arba Yesodos of Pilsner, which really talks about these things. Now, once these things become into a main thing, so then we have a problem, because the main thing is the mission. But in order to do our mission, these things will facilitate the mission. V'holuch levakshan, he went to ask the king. Now, of course he's going to get this. As we see, it's the beginning Lashonos is, ubikesh shiyitnu lo. He's going to bikesh that he will give him. Meaning, he's very confident that he's going to give him. Why is he confident that the Misharis is going to get these things from the king? Because the king wants the Misharis to find, the king wants the Sheni Lamalchus to find his daughter. And therefore, of course he's going to give these things. I'll give you everything to find my daughter. I'll give you everything that you need. Because the Sheni L'Malchus is only asking for things that he needs to find the Bat Melech. Same thing with us at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're put on a mission to this world, and there's certain needs, there's certain bakashas that we need. Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, and so on. Different bakashas that we have for our own lives. However, if those bakashas are to serve Hashem, then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer. Of course it's not asking something outside of Him. I'm not asking some fancy thing that will take away from my mission. I'm asking for everything, life from Hashem, health, parnasa, a seichel bari, and a nefesh bari, in order to fulfill my mission. And that's the idea of Yimala Hashem kol mishalosecha. that Yemala Hashem, that Hashem should be part of all your askings of Hashem. Everything you should be asking for, it should be connected to godliness. Meaning whatever you need in life, if it's money, it's because you have to have a mission in this world. I heard from one of the Talmidim of Rosenfeld, Zal, that you have to have money in this world. You have to, and we love to think of Ruchnius as somebody who's poor as anything. Everything's falling apart in the place, and the whole place is totally schlepped out. But that's not real kedusha. Meaning that the real kedusha is that there's financial stability. It's not fancy and not luxurious. But a place that has financial stability, the place where the door works, where the bathroom is clean, or whatever it may be, if a person wants to start, let's say, yeshiva, it can't just be, if there's no financial stability, it's going to be hard to take the mission. However, once the finance become the main thing, as Rav Moshe Tzvi, Weinberg quotes Rav Judah all the time, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is the mission. The main thing is about Melech. But in order to find her, we need these things. And as long as you're keeping those things as just subservient to my main mission, so Hashem will give it to us. The king will give it to us. Because the king wants us to succeed. Now, it says, and he looked at for a Zman Merubah. We're going to learn very soon that there are certain code words that Rabbi Nachman uses. And Zman Merubah is used so much within this text right now. We're going to get back to Zman Merubah. It took him a very long time to find her. Ad Shematza, she found her. And then adds in here, Ata Misapeach Eich Biksha. And now we'll tell you, how did she find her? How did he find her? Now, this is very, very strange. Like, you ruined the whole story here. Like, we're in the middle of a great story. The king gets upset, sends his daughter out. The daughter's lost. The Shein Lamach is going to find her. And that's the end of the story. He found her. And then I'll tell you how he found her. Excuse me for saying, but Rabbi Nachman, it seems like there'll be a horrible storyteller here. You gave the ending before. So, what's this idea that Rabbi Nachman gives away the ending right now? I think we could say that we have to believe that we're going to get to where we have to get. It's like there's a guy in the community, Danny Fine. Maybe some of you know him. Very sweet person. I was out with mountain biking with him one time. There's a big, big hill and a lot of rocks to get up. And he said, first you have to lay your eyes on the top, and your eyes are going to say, "I'm going to get up there." Then you're going to have to figure out how you're going to get over this rock, how you're going to make it up the hill, how you're going to move right. But you have to first look at the top of the hill and keep your eyes on the top of the hill. We have to keep our eyes that I'm going to get to that prize. And the question is just, how am I going to get there? And the question is not if I'm going to get there. It's like the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that instead of asking how should we take Eretz Yisrael, they asked if. No, we put our eyes on Eretz Yisrael. That's our mission. We're going to accomplish it. And the rest of the story is how I'm going to get to Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps the reason why he's Ad Shemot is the Iker is that he's going to find. Then the question is how. In our life, we have to believe that we're going to fulfill our mission in the world. Don't be afraid that you're not going to fulfill your mission. Just how are you going to fulfill your mission? There's a medrash that when Yocheved was watching, or Miriam was watching Moshe Rabbeinu in the Nile River in the Teva, she was looking, what's going to happen with Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Medrash asked, like, well, what? She didn't have emunah that Hashem's going to save him? After all this, no emunah that Hashem's going to save him? So she says, no, I know Hashem's going to save him, but I want to see how is Hashem going to save him? And the main question of the story is not if. You will, yagati matzati. Yagati matzati. You will get the metziah from Hashem if you're yagia. The question is, how does the Yagiyah work? And that's the Ikar what Rabbi Nachman's talking about. Not if, that's a vada, you're going to reach your place. Wherever you have to be, you're going to reach your place. The question is, how does one go through that process of getting to that place? And that's why I think that there's a story spoiler already at the very, very beginning. So we go on. Vayaholech ona va'ona zman rav. He went from place to place, midborios, sodos, ya'arim. Again, this is the second time that we're seeing that it's taking a long time. And he was walking in the midbar. And he saw a shvil, a path, going on the side. You know what? I'm going to take the Shvil Menatzad. I've been on the highways the whole time. I've been on the main roads the whole time. I see the Shvil Menatzad. I'm going to take this. Maybe it's going to bring me to a place of Yishuv. Vayaholich Zman Rav. Again, we see the third time. Vayaholich Zman Rav. So what's this idea? This Indian Shvil Menatzad is a beautiful, beautiful idea. Many times in life, sometimes in life, the main way doesn't work out for us. The main Eitzah that everyone tells you, I'd say even in the world of Bresov, to be very, very honest, everybody's just, Spodidus will answer you, and all these for sure, they throw in your face, Spodidus. So maybe that's already like a main path, and maybe there's a Shvil Menatzad that you didn't think about to get to. To get to the place where you have to get. Maybe there's a shvil menatzad, is the little shvil that you have to find. Dafka, the Mefarshim talk about the shvil menatzad is his bodedus versus regular tefillah, because as it says in Lekutei Maran Tinyana Tzadik Zion, that the tefillah regila, shachas min chamarv, is going on the highways, and there are a lot of robbers on the highways, but the robbers don't know about the his bodedus. So try his bodedus, the shvil menatzad. Shvil Menatzad, but whatever in your life is a Shvil Menatzad, as long as it's within, obviously, confines of Halacha, that's the place where you should be going. It's not always the place, the road that's always taken. Sometimes it's that path Menatzad, the Shvil Menatzad that a person has to find a way to get to. And we can't always solve problems with the classic problem solvers that we've known of, and just the classic things that we've heard of. Sometimes it takes a Shvil Menatzad to really, really look. So the Zman Rav, the Indian of the Zman Rav, and we'll finish with this. The Indian of the Zman Rav is connected to the Erech HaPaim. The Erech HaPaim is connected to Hashem's Rachamim. That whenever we're on a journey, we always have to be asking Hashem for Rachamim. To have Rachamim on my soul. This is Rabbi Nachman's one of the main tefillahs, to have rachamim on my soul to get to where I have to get. Zman Rav, this is connecting to the Erech Apayim, which is the Midas HaRachamim of Hashem, that Hashem should rachim alai to find the place that I have to get to. I've been through here, I've been through the Midbar, I've been through the Yar, I've been through the Sodos, I've been through all the aspects of life, and I'm still not finding it. And you believe in Hashem's rachamim, and then you show the shvil menatzad, which is also the shvil menatzad is connected to the petach ha-teva b'tzida tasim, right in Noach, that dafka the petach ha-teva is on the side. It's on the side to find a way out. Sometimes it's not through the main door. Sometimes it's not through the tzoratas ha-teva. U'petach ha-teva b'tzida tasim. Sometimes it's finding on the side, to find that petach menatzad. We have to be unique, we have to be individual, and we have to be connected to ourselves. We won't know the Shvil Menatzad if we're not connected to ourselves. If we're not connected to ourselves, we're just going to try the Midboros, the Ya'oros, the Sadas, and sometimes it's not going to work for us. We have to find our Shvil Menatzad, and that's connected to Echaraya Avram, as we all know, the Ashmata, the Tinyana. Echaraya Avram. Avram Avinu, how did he find his way? In a certain way that Avram Avinu is searching for the Bat Melech. Everybody's searching for the Bat Melech. But Avram was Echaraya Avram, that was connected to Shvil Menatzad. He had to take a Shvil Menatzad, Avram Avinu. It wasn't popular to what he was doing. Sometimes we have to do something that's not popular, that's not classic, that's not the way that everybody taught us in our lives. And I'll go as far to say, like I said before, sometimes maybe it's not even his bodedus. It has to be his bodedus, And we got to the point where sometimes I feel like his bodedus is not even a shvil menatzad anymore. It's like this thing thrown on, this guarantee of life. So everybody has to be connected to this shvil menatzad, their place. And that's the tefillah of rachamim, the zman rav. That Hashem should have rachamim to fulfill our missions in life. Amen. Amen.